Hi and welcome to Maths It Podcast F01. This podcast focuses on the foundation GCSE topic, factors, powers, primes and roots. To use this podcast you will need the corresponding worksheet F01. You can download this from www.maths-it.org.uk. Starting with the first question. The first question gives us a list of seven numbers, 6, 8, 11, 12, 21, 25 and 27. From the list we have to write down various numbers. For part A we need to write down a square number. Well, a square number is a number that's made by multiplying a whole number by itself. For example, 2 times 2 gives 4, so 4 is a square number. So we need to look for a number in the list that is made by multiplying a number by itself. You should know the square numbers and you should easily be able to spot that 25 is a square number since 5 times 5 is 25. If not, simply work your way upwards. 1 times 1 is 1, which is not on the list. 2 times 2 is 4, again not on the list. 3 times 3 is 9, not on the list. Keep working up till you find a square number. Part B asks us for a number that's a multiple of 7. This means that a number that is in the 7 times table. So we can start working up the 7 times table. 1 times 7 is 7, this doesn't appear in the list. 2 times 7 is 14, again not in the list. 3 times 7 is 21, this does appear in the list, so this must be the multiple of 7. Part C asks us for two numbers that are factors of 60. This means two numbers that will go into 60, divide evenly into 60. So try dividing 60 by each of the numbers. 60 divided by 6 gives us 10, so 6 is a factor of 60. However, 6 will not divide evenly by 8 or by 11. It does divide by 12, it gives 5, so 12 must be the other factor of 60. It's also worth checking the other numbers. 60 doesn't divide evenly by 21, or 25, or 27. The next part asks for two numbers with a difference of 9. This means that the higher number minus the lower number must equal 9. It might be worth starting with the higher numbers here. We can see that 27 minus 25 will give us 2, 27 minus 21 gives us 6, and 27 minus 12 gives us 15. We don't need to continue checking these, since we've already got bigger than the difference we're looking for. So next start with 25. 25 take away 21 is 4, 25 take away 12 is 13. Moving on to the next number, 21. 21 take away 12 is 9, this is the difference we're looking for, so the two numbers must be 21 and 12. And finally, part E of this question asks us to find a prime number. A prime number is a number that has two factors, exactly two factors. Looking at 6, we can see that this is divisible by 1 and 6, but also 3 and 2, so 6 has four factors and is not a prime number. In fact, if the number can be divisible by anything other than 1 in itself, it is a prime number. Now 8 can be divided by 4 or 2, so this isn't a prime number. 11 can't be divided by anything other than 1 in itself. 12 could be divided by 2, 4, 6, 3. 21 by 3 and 7, 25 by 5, and 27 by 3 or 9. So all of these numbers are not prime numbers except 11. Now on to question 2. Firstly, question 2 asks us to work out the value of 10 minus the square root of 49. Since this is a non-calculator question, we need to work out the square root of 49 without a calculator. To find the square root of 49, simply find the number that multiplies by itself to give 49. If you're not sure, you could work upwards. We already know from the first question that 5 times 5 is 25. So let's move on. 6 times 6, 36. 7 times 7 gives 49. So the square root of 49 is 7. It's worth learning your square numbers and the square roots of them. So, 10 minus the square root of 49 becomes 10 minus 7, which is 3. Part B of this question asks us to work out the cube of 3. 3 cubed means 3 multiplied by 3 multiplied by 3. So the cube of 3 is 3 times 3, which is 9, multiplied again by 3, which is 27. A common misconception here is that the cube of 3 is 3 times 3, which only gives you 9. You have to remember that a cube of a number is a number multiplied by itself, then by itself again. Three of those numbers all multiplied together. And now question 3. This question asks us to explain why the square root of 50 is more than 7. It's only worth one mark, so we only really need to write one thing down. You can spot from the previous question that the square root of 49 was 7. So, the square root of 50 must be greater than 7. So the explanation should be, the square root of 49 equals 7, so the square root of 50 must be more than 7. Part A of question 4 looks at prime numbers again. We need to write down all of the prime numbers between 30 and 40. To do this, we need to find out if the numbers between 30 and 40 can be divided by anything other than 1 on themselves. We can start by discounting all of the even numbers, since they all must be divisible by 2. Also, 35 must be divisible by 5, since it ends in a 5. So we can now look at the other numbers that are left, 31, 33, 37, and 39. We can see that 33 is divisible by 3, since 3 times 11 is 33, so this is not prime. You can also notice that 39 is divisible by 3, so again, this cannot be a prime number. So we're left with 31 and 37. We need to try and see if they can be divided by any number other than 1 on themselves. We know that it won't be divided by 2, 4, 5, or 6. So let's have a look at some other numbers. Is 31 divisible by 3? Well, you can see that it's not, since 30 is divisible by 3, and also 33 is divisible by 3. So it can't be divided by 3. How about 7? Well, looking at the 7 times table, we can count up 7, 14, 21, 28, 35. So again, we can see 31 is not in the 7 times table. We can also see, since it's not in the 3 times table, it can't be in the 9 times table. So it looks like this number is a prime number, which in fact it is. Moving on to 37, again we can see that 37 is not divisible by 3, since 30, 33, 36, and 39 are all multiples of 3. We can also see that it's not divisible by 7, since 28, 35, and 42 are all multiples of 7. Again, this is a prime number. So the two prime numbers between 30 and 40 are 31 and 37. Part B of this question asks us to write down the cube of 10. We've seen already in this paper that cube means multiply the number by itself, then by itself again. So the cube of 10 is 10 times 10 times 10. 10 times 10 is 100, multiplied by another 10 gives us 1,000. Questions 5 and 6 are both calculator questions. Now it's important that you understand how your calculator works. For example, for question 5, we need to find the value of the square root of 4.8841. First you need to find the square root key. It looks a little bit like a tick. Now some calculators, you need to press the square root key and then enter the number. So press square root, then enter 4.8841. Then press the equals or execute button. The answer should be 2.21. However, some calculators require you to enter the number first and then press the square root button. So if this didn't work, try 4.8841, then press your square root button. There's no need this time to press the equals sign. The answer again should be 2.21. Check that you understand how to use your calculator to find square roots. Question 6 asks us to find 5.1 to the power 3. Now, you could simply do 5.1 times 5.1 times 5.1. Alternatively, you can use the power key. This is even more important if the power is higher than 3. So, find the power button. It should look either like an x to the power y, a y to the power x, or an inverted V. So type 5.1, press the power button, then press 3. The answer should be 132.651. Again, make sure you understand how your calculator deals with powers. The remainder of the questions on the paper are all non-calculator questions. Now question 7. For part A, we have to find the value of various calculations. The first one asks us for the square root of 81. By now we should understand that the square root of a number is the number that you multiply by itself to get that number. So the square root of 81 is a number we multiply by itself to get 81. In this case, 9 times 9 is 81, so the square root of 81 is 9. Part 2 asks us to find 9 multiplied by 10 cubed. 10 cubed is 10 times 10 times 10, or 1,000. So we want to multiply 9 by 1,000. This is simply 9,000. And finally, we need to calculate 3 cubed. 3 cubed, or 3 to the power 3, is 3 times 3 times 3. So 3 threes all multiplied together. Again, don't get confused and think that this is just 3 times 3. So 3 cubed is 27. For part B, we need to write down an expression as a power of 10. The expression is 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. So there are 7 tens all multiplied together. This should be written 10 to the power 7, that is 10 with a little 7 above and to the right of it. Question 8. We need to fill in some missing words in the sentences. The first part says 7 is equal to, it has a symbol, and then 49. We should be aware that that symbol means square root. So it can be read as 7 is the square root of 49. The next part asks us to say what 27 equals 3 with a little 3 above and to the right means. We should understand that if it's a power of 3, we write it's the cube. So 27 equals 3 with a little 3 above can be read as 27 is the cube of 3. Question 9 is another question where we have to write down a number from the list. These type of questions are quite common. So, first of all, we need to write down a square number. Again, you should be aware of the square numbers. Square numbers are 1, 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, 49, 64, 81, and 100 up to the 10th square number. We can see that the only one of these in the list is 49, which is the 7th square number, or 7 times 7. We then need to look for cube numbers. It's also worth remembering the first few cube numbers. 1 times 1 times 1 is 1. 2 times 2 times 2 is 8. 3 times 3 times 3 is 27. 4 times 4 times 4 is 64. And 5 times 5 times 5 is 125. It's definitely worth trying to remember these. The only cube from that list that's in our list of numbers is 27. We then need to find the two prime numbers in the list. So first we need to look for numbers that are only divisible by 1 and themselves. Now, the first one in the list is 2, since 2 has two factors, 2 and 1. It's only divisible by 1 and itself. So 2 is the first prime number. It's often overlooked since it's even, but 2 is the only even prime number. We can then look through the list. All the rest of the even numbers can be discarded since they're all divisible by 2. We can see that 21 and 27 are divisible by 3, and also that 49 must be divisible by 7 since it was 7 squared. The only number remaining in the list is 17. This is the remaining prime number. So the two prime numbers are 2 and 17. Now question 10 asks us to work out the value of 3 to the power 3 times 10 to the power 2. 3 to the power 3 means 3 times 3 times 3, or 27. 10 to the power 2 means 10 times 10, which is 100. So we need to do 27 multiplied by 100. This gives us 2,700. There'll be one mark on this question for changing 3 cubed to 27, and one for changing 10 squared to 100. So make sure you write this down so that you don't lose any method marks. Moving on to question 11, again, including a list of numbers. So first we need to find a number that is a factor of 21, so a number that will divide exactly into 21. We can look for the factors of 21. 1 times 21 gives 21, and 3 times 7 gives 21. The only number that's in this list is 7. We then need to find a number that is a multiple of 8. that is, in the 8 times table. If you count up in the 8 times table, you'll soon find the multiple of 8. So if we count 8, 16, 24, 32, we can find that 32 is in our list, so that's the multiple of 8. We then need to find two numbers that are factors of 40. So two numbers that will divide equally into 40. First one is 5, and the second 20, since all the other numbers will not divide equally into 40. Finally on this part, we need to find two numbers with a sum of 38. Now it's important to remember that sum means added up, so two numbers which are added up to give 38. After a bit of searching, you should find that it's 12 and 26, since 12 add 26 gives 38. Next on part B, it says that Jane says 15 is a cube number because 5 to the power 3 is 15. Jane is wrong, and we have to explain why. As I've been mentioning before in this podcast, 5 to the power 3 means 5 times 5 times 5, not 5 times 3. So this is the explanation why Jane is wrong. 5 to the power 3 is 5 times 5 times 5, and not 5 times 3. And finally, question 12. In question 12, we need to write each of the expressions as a power of 7. The first expression is 7 squared multiplied by 7 to the power 9. Now you can write this out. 7 squared is 7 times 7. We need to then multiply that by 7 to the power 9, which is 7 times 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 7. So we can see altogether we have 11 sevens multiplied together. This is 7 to the power 11. However, a quicker way is to notice that if we have powers of the same number multiplied together, we can simply add the powers together. So 7 squared times 7 to the power 9 is 7 to the power 2 plus 9, or 7 to the power 11. So the answer here is 7, with a small number 11 up and to the right of it. For part B, we have to do 7 to the power 11 divided by 7 to the power 4. Again, using the rules of indices, when we're dividing powers of the same number, we can simply subtract the indices. So 7 to the power 11 divided by 7 to the power 4 becomes 7 to the power 7. Finally, we have 7 to the power 4 to the power 2. So this is 7 times 7 times 7 times 7 multiplied by itself, or 7 times 7 times 7 times 7 multiplied by 7 times 7 times 7 times 7. Since there are 8 sevens here all multiplied together, this is 7 to the power 8. Alternatively, using the rules of indices, when a power is raised to another power, you can simply multiply the powers together. So 7 to the power 4 to the power 2 is 7 to the power 4 times 2, or 7 to the power 8. And this concludes Maths It Podcast F01.